Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 236. O peace of the world, O hope in each breast, O Bethlehem star that ages have blessed, a day of fresh promise breaks over the land, gaunt warfare is doomed, and God's kingdom at hand. Hymn number 236. The scriptural will be given by Janet from Georgia.
Isaiah. Thus says God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine.
Let's now have a moment of silent prayer and then follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our
Father, which art in heaven.
Our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 275. Praise now, creative mind, maker of earth and heaven. Glory and power to him belong, joy of the sun and skies, strength where the hills arise. So let us praise with joy and song. Hymn number 275.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin every Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, which is a really good training session in Christian Science, and we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, please catch it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you will also be able to find it on our YouTube channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets every Sunday morning at 11. And that class is available to children anywhere in the world. It has its own teleconference number. So if you don't live in the area and have a child of Sunday school age that would like to attend, please call us. We'll give you the number. And we'd be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15 p.m., where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives saved through the study and practice of Christian Science. And we have a nursery available for infants and toddlers at all of our services. We had another really good Bible study yesterday morning. So the next Bible study will be in 2 weeks, Saturday, December 19. Not this coming Saturday, but 2 weeks. So check our website for the Bible study questions, and please join us in 2 weeks, 10 a.m. And on our English website, there is a really good article that I'd like to point out, entitled God Working With Us by Edward Kimball. Excellent article, short, but really, really good. And I also want to remind everybody that our desk calendars for 2021 have been printed and are now available to purchase. We can ship them before Christmas if you order them soon. They make great gifts. So put your orders in, and we'll be happy to send you really good calendars, an inspiration for each day. Everyone is welcome here, and that includes all of you who are joining us, participating, and listening from around the world. Now we will have the testimony from a reading of a testimony from Miscellaneous Writings, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Pam from Virginia.
Page 429. Some of the experiences given in the journal have been so helpful to me, I have been moved to give to its readers a little experience of my own, which occurred when I first began the study of science and health with Key to the Scriptures. I had already been healed of sick headaches almost instantly by declaring that I was God's child. And as God is perfect, his child must be perfect also. This had given me great happiness and a quiet, peaceful state of mind I never had known before. My family did not seem to see anything good in Christian Science, but to me, it was sacred. One Monday morning, I awoke feeling very ill indeed. The morning was warm and sultry. I thought I certainly could not wash that day, but when I went downstairs, I found my daughter had made preparations for such work. I thought, well, if she feels like washing, I will not say anything. Perhaps I shall get over this. After breakfast, I went about my work, thinking I could lean against the tub and wash with more ease than I could do the morning work. I tried to treat myself as I had done before, tried to realize that all is mind. There is no matter. That God is all, there is nothing beside him, but all to no purpose. I seemed to grow worse all the time. I did not want my family to know how badly I was feeling, and it was very humiliating to think that I must give up and go to bed. All at once, these questions came to me as though spoken by someone, taking me away from my line of thought entirely. How is God an ever-present help? How does he know our earnest desires? Then, without waiting for me to think of how the answer came, in the same way, God is conscious mind. Instantly, the thought came, is God conscious of me? Can I be conscious of him? I was healed instantly. Every bad feeling was destroyed. I could see that the morning had not changed a particle, but I was oblivious of the weather. It did not seem that I had anything more to do with the washing. It was finished in good season while I was absent from the body and present with the Lord. That was the beginning of the battle with sin and self. But at the same time, it was the dawning of the resurrection. Since then, over 4 years, I have had many experiences, some of which seem too sacred to give to the world. False literature had caused me much suffering. Sorrow has visited my home, but through all this, the light that came to me on that Monday morning, that new and precious sense of omnipresent life, truth, and love, had never left me one moment. It was the light that cannot be hid. Mrs. H.B.J., Cambridge, Illinois.
The lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 22 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject, God, the only cause and creator. The golden text is from Proverbs. The Lord hath made all things for himself. The responsive reading, Isaiah. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me.
I am the Lord, and there is none else.
Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it.
Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioned it, What makest thou? Or thy work, he hath no hands.
Woe unto him that saith unto his father, What begettest thou? Or to the woman, What hast thou brought forth?
Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, Ask me of things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me.
I have made the earth, and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded.
I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways.
Craig from New Jersey will now read.
The Bible, John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Ecclesiastes. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him. Psalms. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. 1 Samuel. Now there was a certain man, Ramathaim Zophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah. But the Lord had shut up her womb, and her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord, and she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And they rose up in the morning early, and worshipped before the Lord, and returned, and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked him of the Lord. And they brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here, praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshipped the Lord there. And the child did minister unto the Lord before Eli the priest. And Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife. And the Lord visited Hannah, so that she conceived and bare 3 sons and 2 daughters. And the child Samuel grew before the Lord. Exodus. For this cause have I raised thee up, for to show in thee my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. Isaiah. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand. This is the purpose that shall be purposed upon the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. For the Lord of hosts hath purposed, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Philippians. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
Amanda from Missouri will now read.
I will read correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Spirit, God, has created all in and of himself. As the Bible declares, without the Logos, the Aeon, or Word of God, was not anything made that was made. The creative principle, life, truth, and love, is God. The universe reflects God. There is but one creator and one creation. This creation consists of the unfolding of spiritual ideas and their identities, which are embraced in the infinite mind and forever reflected. These ideas range from the infinitesimal to infinity, and the highest ideas are the sons and daughters of God. This divine principle of all expresses science and art throughout his creation, and the immortality of man and the universe. Creation is ever appearing and must ever continue to appear from the nature of its inexhaustible source. Mortal sense inverts this appearing and calls ideas material. Thus misinterpreted, the divine idea seems to fall to the level of a human or material belief called mortal man. But the seed is in itself. Only as the divine mind is all and reproduces all, as mind is the multiplier, and mind's infinite idea, man and the universe, is the product, the only intelligence or substance of a thought, a seed, or a flower is God, the creator of it. So-called mineral, vegetable, and animal substances are no more contingent now on time or material structure than they were when the morning stars sang together. Mind made the plant of the field before it was in the earth. The periods of spiritual ascension are the days and seasons of mind's creation, in which beauty, sublimity, purity, and holiness, yea, the divine nature, appear in man, and the universe never to disappear. Science reveals only one mind, and this one shining by its own light and governing the universe, including man, in perfect harmony. This mind forms ideas, its own images, subdivides and radiates their borrowed light, intelligence, and so explains the scripture phrase, whose seed is in itself. Thus, God's ideas multiply and replenish the earth. The divine mind supports the sublimity, magnitude, and infinitude of spiritual creation. Spiritual causation is the one question to be considered. For more than all others, spiritual causation relates to human progress. The description of man as purely physical, or as both material and spiritual, but in either case dependent upon his physical organization, is the Pandora box, from which all ills have gone forth, especially despair. Matter, which takes divine power into its own hands and claims to be a creator, is a fiction, in which paganism and lust are so sanctioned by society that mankind has caught their moral contagion. God fashions all things after his own likeness. Life is reflected in existence, truth in truthfulness, God in goodness, which impart their own peace and permanence. Love, redolent with unselfishness, bathes all in beauty and light. The grass beneath our feet silently exclaims, "The meek shall inherit the earth." The modest arbutus sends her sweet breath to heaven. The great rock gives shadow and shelter. The sunlight glints from the church dome, glances into the prison cell, glides into the sick chamber, brightens the flower, beautifies the landscape, blesses the earth. Man, made in his likeness, possesses and reflects God's dominion over all the earth. Man and woman, as coexistent and eternal with God, forever reflect, in glorified quality, the infinite Father, Mother, God. Man is not made to till the soil. His birthright is dominion, not subjection. He is lord of the belief in earth and heaven, himself subordinate alone to his maker. This is the science of being. Even in Christian Science, reproduction by spirit's individual ideas is but the reflection of the creative power of the divine principle of those ideas. The reflection, through mental manifestation, of the multitudinous forms of mind which people the realm of the real, is controlled by mind, the principle governing the reflection, multiplication of God's children comes from no power of propagation in matter. It is the reflection of Spirit. God, Spirit, works spiritually, not materially. Brain or matter never formed a human concept. Vibration is not intelligence, hence it is not a creator. Immortal ideas, pure, perfect, and enduring, are transmitted by the divine mind through divine science, which corrects error with truth and demands spiritual thoughts, divine concepts, to the end that they may produce harmonious results. Sometime, we shall learn how Spirit, the great architect, has created men and women in science. We ought to weary of the fleeting and false, and to cherish nothing which hinders our highest selfhood. Science reveals the possibility of achieving all good, and sets mortals at work to discover what God has already done. But distrust of one's ability to gain the goodness desired and to bring out better and higher results often hampers the trial of one's wings and ensures failure at the outset. As mortals gain more correct views of God and man, multitudinous objects of creation, which before were invisible, will become visible. When we realize that life is spirit, never in nor of matter, this understanding will expand into self-completeness, finding all in God, good, and needing no other consciousness. When we learn the way in Christian Science and recognize man's spiritual being, we shall behold and understand God's creation. All the glories of earth and heaven and man.
Let's now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 25. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. Blessed Christmas morn, though murky clouds pursue thy way, thy light was born where storm enshrouds nor dawn nor day. Hymn number 25.
This is my Father's word. speaks to me.
Let's now sing hymn number 62. From all that dwell below the skies, let the Creator's praise arise. Let the Redeemer's name be sung through every land, by every tongue. Hymn number 62.
From the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. For to him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen.